Concert promoter George Lynn has put together a series of four shows featuring the work of singer-songwriters.
The venue is primarily a place where they do weddings and banquets and so forth. And I ran into a young man there by the name of Ryan Atwood, who has kind of the same vision as I do for the love for the singer-songwriter venue. And we, you know, we basically discussed it. And we thought, you know, we'd try four or five of these shows there this year and then hopefully more next year. You know, I rent the space and bring in the sound, and you know, the musician comes in with his guitar over his shoulder, which is the way I like, you know, to see it, and performs to a smaller venue. We don't have an exact capacity, but I believe we're looking at about 100 people, and most of the performers that we have that I have booked for this year like that smaller venue. They like the intimacy with the crowd.
One of those guys who both writes the songs and performs them is Pierce Pettis. He prefers not to be pigeonholed in one category, such as folk or country. But since the earliest days of his career, a number of decades ago, Pierce has had songs covered by people like Joan Baez, Garth Brooks, Randy Stonehill, Dion of Dionne and the Belmonts fame, and Dar Williams.
I do know that Dar was on PBS, I think, this week or last week, with on the Bill Moyers special. He was covering the memorial service to the children who were killed in Sandy Hook up in Connecticut. And I believe Dar sang one of my songs. I actually didn't see the show, so I've been getting emails from people who were telling me this. So I hope it's they're right. But at any rate, if that's true, it's quite an honor, really.
Sure.
And I'm sad on her, but nevertheless.
Can you fix this? It's a broken heart. It was fine, but it just fell apart. It was mine, but now I give it to you. 'Cause you can fix it. You know what to do. Let your love cover me like a pair of angel wings. You are my family. You are my family.
How many songs do you think you've written over the years?
I have no idea. In fact, I've never even counted them. I'm always finding songs I'd forgotten I'd written. You know, I just stockpiled tons of stuff when I was writing for Polygram. A lot of it not that good, you know. But some of it I'll stumble across and go, hey, this is not too bad. I should work on this, you know. So, but I'm not very good at keeping up with what I've done. I'm, you know, not a good thing, by the way. If any of you are in the songwriting and publishing, you know that that's really not a good thing. But maybe, I hope ASCAP knows how many songs I've written, but who knows.
George Lynn, how do you know if a series such as the Redgate Sessions is successful? Accomplishing what you'd like it to do.
Well, I've done two of these last year. One was very successful, and the other one was moderately successful. There was no financial profit in either one of them, but it was a public, you know, I felt like it was a public service. And that's predominantly what, you know, good music is not just restricted to certain areas. A lot of the artists that I deal with just happen to be in Minnesota, Michigan, and for example, Joe Crookston is from Utica, New York. And I believe it was William Stafford, the poet, who in a little essay called Sniffing the Region, talked about, all art being regional, because every artist looks at what's in front of them. And that's the respect and the love I have for these guys, because the ones that I've booked, because I've listened to all their lyrics And that's basically what they're doing. They're writing about life, you know, and that's where I'd like to stay centered.
Widows smile and strong men weep, and little ones play at its feet. The deaf can hear and the blind can see. That kind of love.
The first concert of the Redgate Sessions features Pierce Pettis Friday evening, May 17th, at the Barn at Redgate in Somerset. Folk singer Joe Crookston performs in September, followed in October by the duo Mustard's Retreat. Another duo, the Twangtown Paramours, are scheduled to end this year's series in November. There's more information about the Barn at Redgate and the Redgate Sessions at thebarnatredgate.com. For Arts Weekly, I'm John Hingsberg.
So how could anyone deny that kind of love when every heart is measured by that kind of love? Stars fall from the sky, everything will fall in time, except those things that cannot die. That kind of love, oh, may you be remembered by that kind of love.